I'm nervous, so I'm going to try my best. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Hi, everybody. So the title's kind of a little bit misleading, but so basically a lot of people are like, well, what's a clubhouse? You know, is it, it sounds like a country club or something like that, and it's, and this is Center Club here, actually, so this is different. I don't like reading off the slides, but I'll put this on here for y'all. So it's essentially, it's a membership-run organization where there are some staff, but the staff, it's non-clinical. It's to help you with other aspects of your life, like housing, employment, education, social, like making friends. And you work side by side with the staff. The staff are your equals, and you work together to run the clubhouse, like doing work, like working at the front desk, taking phone calls, helping doing mailings, helping doing tutoring. We have tutors like at Center Club to help people further their education. We have education scholarships and grants and training programs, and also all kinds of stuff under the sun. So, and I will talk about that more. So, it's also, which I'm great at just going through this, but so clubhouses offer you a way to access services that you might not otherwise be able to get to. You don't have to be a client of DMH. You can just be anyone who identifies as having a mental health challenge. You do have, there's somewhat of a application process. You have to get a referral from a social worker, a therapist, a psychiatrist, someone who can talk about your background a little bit. But it's usually not too intensive in terms of applying. They're really great in terms for recovery, of being able to have a place to go when you're not feeling well, but to be around with people and to be with fellow-minded peers. And I'll talk more about my personal story in a little bit. So one of the biggest components of Clubhouse is work. We have, traditionally, they have three different kinds of programs that you can utilize. Transitional employment, which, again, that's a lot of words, but basically what it's saying is every clubhouse, there's an organization that we all have to be certified with. You have to have transitional employment, which is where the clubhouse procures kind of contracts with different local companies to have something somewhat similar to an internship, where a member can work on a trial basis for 6 months and work in different fields. The clubhouse has to always make sure, though, there's always a member within that position. And so sometimes staff members actually, like if someone calls out, actually has to work it, or another club member can do it. It's a way, though, for those that haven't entered the workforce in a while to try something new. And it can be part-time, it can be full-time, and it can be range from all kinds of, we, like in particular, we have some programs with EOHSS, Executive Office of Health and Human Services within the Commonwealth. We also have positions with Walgreens and some retail, restaurants, professional jobs as well. I mean, it's based usually on the needs of what the clubhouse members want, and that's what the employment specialist at the clubhouse will go for. Supported employment, which is what I have, is where the clubhouse helps you from start to finish get a job. You work together one-on-one with the peer specialist or staff member to work on a resume, cover letter, interview prep. They'll help you get interview clothes if that's an issue for someone. And and they help you get that confidence back to be able to go and try something new and to go and do that. And they'll also help with accommodations as well. Like if you're needing to work with HR, let's say you get the job, to be able to make it so that you can sustain that employment. And they even will go so far as if you feel comfortable, depending on the situation, if they need to talk with someone with you to help you. Let's say someone's, I don't know, like an example like me, I sometimes have insomnia and I have a hard time sleeping. you know, we were able to work with Bay Cove to get it so I have accommodations to, you know, be able to take the day off here and there when I can't sleep. So it's helpful. I have more, but I'll share my story. And independent employment's just essentially when you've gone out as a member and gotten your own work. But the clubhouse is there as a resource for you as you need it. Like, if you need additional support or something, something's going on, they're there for you. Work works. Brief history of the clubhouse. Clubhouse is basically, Found House was the first clubhouse. It was founded in 1948. And as many of you know, like, the club or the peer movement was a little later than that. So it's really awesome to think about a foundation, an organization like that being opened in the late 40s, like when we still were, you know, putting people in horrible places for their mental health issues. So I love it. It's awesome to me. And Center Club was founded in 1959, which is the first clubhouse in New England. And a national, international organization called the ICCD, which is the International Coalition for Clubhouse Development. I had to memorize that. I think I got it right. But they're basically an international model that all clubhouses that want to be certified have to follow. And I'll talk about that a little bit. And so they've developed training programs and standards, essentially. This is what's cool about that is there's actually clubhouses all over the world. They're in Asia, more than I would thought. They're in Europe, New Zealand, all over the world. And so, again, that's pretty cool. Like, you're kind of like a big expanded family of sorts. We also have training centers. We actually, to train to open a clubhouse, Genesis House, which is in Worcester, is actually our, we have one here in Massachusetts. And so, what's the point in going to the clubhouse is, well, work on your recovery. And I'm not going to read through this from Pat Deegan, but all of us have worked on our recovery and know pretty much what it is to work on having a better life, work on feeling better and work through that. Again, SAMHSA has 10 components of recovery. I'm not going to read through them all. But how does that fit with recovery and using the clubhouse? Again, so being able to work on your recovery at a clubhouse, you can, again, work on employment and education and, different things to help you get better. It's able to, at least for me, it was able to give me structure when I wasn't feeling as well as I am now. And just to have some place to go during the day, even pushing myself, even if it was just stuffing envelopes, that's all I could do when I wasn't feeling well. Like, I had a hard time concentrating, and so, but it gave me a sense of purpose to at least have a safe place that I could go to every day.
How many are there in the United States?
I do not know.
About 300, your slide said.
Yep, sorry about that. Because I know there's actually 32 here in Massachusetts, which is pretty impressive. They cover, so we basically have a list of standards that we have, and we read one every day, like during the morning meeting at Center Club. And most clubhouses utilize this in different ways. So I have different principles based on SAMHSA that we worked on. So self-direction, it's all voluntary. You're the one that chooses to utilize the clubhouse as you want to. No staff member is going to tell you, oh, you need to work on this plan, or, I mean, it's up to you. You utilize the clubhouse as much or as little as you want to. Individualized and person-centered, again, it's everything from wanting to join a gym and figuring out how to go and join a gym, or, you know, going out and being social more, or more direct things like employment and housing. So shared decision making. Again, the clubhouse is governed both by the staff members as well as the members. Empowerment, people feel better about themselves when they have, holistic. You can work on goals like going and doing acupuncture, yoga, various things like that. I'll just talk about my story a bit. I just have a hard time speaking in front of people, so I'll do my best, but... Thank you. Thanks. So my personal story. So I wouldn't think I was someone that would have a mental health condition. I went to college. I got a master's degree at a very competitive school in a very competitive area, and